This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Last weekend's mass shooting in Las Vegas has prompted what seems to be the perennial discussion about gun control. Steve Marchand, a Democrat running for governor and former mayor of Portsmouth, says politicians should be ready to talk about guns and legislate if necessary. I met Marchand recently outside a cafe in downtown Portsmouth to talk about guns and gun policy. Steve Marchand, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
So it's been a week since we learned of what happened in Las Vegas. Terrible news out of Las Vegas. Our governor chose to respond one way, which was to say now's not the time to talk about gun legislation. If you were governor at the time, what would you have said? What would you have done? What's the proper response of a governor in a moment like that?
I think there are a couple of parts to the proper response. First is, it is always the right time to discuss, to consider, and then to act as it relates to reducing gun violence. This is a crisis. It is affecting lives, not just the victims and their families. It is creating a level of fear and anxiety among both gun owners and those that do not own guns. And so I think we need our leaders to articulate that this is a really big deal. This is a national level crisis, and that at the governor's level, we need to be prepared to act and treat it like the health and safety crisis that it really is.
So let me ask you then, how would you act?
Well, the first thing is, as governor, and it's something I would do early on as governor in 2019, is to do what the federal government will not do, which is to, whether it's through an executive order, through a commission, whatever the strongest form available is at the state level, to classify this as a crisis, a healthcare crisis and a safety crisis. At the national level, there has been such a reduction in the dollars for research, like at the CDC, for example, that would allow us to better understand the cause, the relationships between impacts, between factors, and thus how we might be able to effectively reduce gun-related violence in this country. But we are so scared at the federal level to do the research that might lead us to better understand what we could do that would actually make a real difference, that it makes it difficult for us to have the kind of conversation and policy discussion that will make the kind of impact I think we all want to make on this issue.
Are you prepared at this point to legislate restrictions to either certain types of guns or the size of a gun's magazine?
This would ideally be done at the federal level because of the challenge you face when you are a neighbor of several other states and the portable nature of guns and the accessories that create a lot of the challenges we face. One element is, I don't understand the reluctance to move towards universal background checks. That is not the end of the road, and it will not solve all the problems. But in almost any objective, thoughtful analysis, improving, making universal closing gun show loopholes related to background checks is the beginning of a comprehensive solution. So to me, that has to be part of the conversation. I think we also want to make a statement, both in terms of improving public policy and a cultural statement, that automatic and certain like AR-15 type semi-automatic weapons have nothing to do with what the Second Amendment and its original intentions had in mind.
Would you support a ban on either the AR-15 or more broadly weapons that can shoot so many bullets in such a short amount of time?
I've articulated in the past support for restrictions, if not an outright ban, on weapons of that power and caliber.
Do you own guns?
I do not.
Why?
It's not something that we had growing up. It's not something I've ever been personally interested in, nor my wife or kids. It's funny because both of my folks are immigrants from Quebec, the Sherbrooke area, and they met in Manchester, and I was born and raised in Manchester. The family members I have on my dad's side who do own firearms did it in part because they were farmers. I have relatives who are retired dairy farmers in Pittsburgh. My grandpa lived in West Stewartstown. I mean, the whole thing, and certainly up in rural Quebec. But it was as part of a life that involved, for example, having to protect property from animals that might try to get livestock and this sort of thing. It was hunting. I respect that tremendously. It's not something I do, but I think it's an important and valuable part, essential part in some cases, of the life of folks at Coos County or, in my family's case, Southern Quebec.
Governor Sununu's first legislative achievement was the repeal of the licensing requirement for concealed carry. As governor, would you make a point to reinstate the license requirement?
We should reinstate the license requirement. I did not hear an outcry prior to this coming up in early 2017 to eliminate the requirement. It struck me as a solution in search of a problem. And I think it sent a horrible message out of the gate for a governor, Chris Sununu, to come out of the box with that was unusual. And I think sent the wrong message and frankly set the tone for a lot of the public policy areas that we've ended up spending time on over the subsequent 9 months.
Well, Steve Marchand, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.